From Spark and Anvil and Tail Trail, this is Bump in Chapter 1 of the Tail Trail cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Bump is a round, warm, russet turtle kid in a soft yellow safety helmet. And on every single path, Bump literally bumps into something. A door, a tree trunk, a friend, a flower, a sign. Always with a soft little oof. But Bump is never sad about it. Bump is always curious about whatever they bumped into. Bump lives at the middle of the story trail, a bumpy little path where things keep happening. Bump's special skill is middle trouble, the surprise in the middle of every story, because every good story has a spot where something unexpected happens, a problem, an obstacle, a surprise. And Bump knows a wonderful secret. Unexpected isn't bad. It's the thing that makes a story interesting. When Bump bumps into something, little exclamation point sparkles float around the helmet. Bump tilts their head and says the gentle words, "Uh-oh, now what?"
Bump learned to love bumps on bumps on the day of the very best oof. When Bump was small, they used to feel a little jumpy about surprises. A bump meant something had gone wrong. Then, one afternoon, hurrying along, Bump bumped smack into a big flower they'd never seen before. Oof! And instead of being upset, Bump got curious. What kind of flower? Why here? Where did it come from? And that one little bump turned an ordinary walk into a whole afternoon of discovery. "That's when it clicked," Bump says, sparkles fizzing. "A bump isn't the end of the fun, it's the start of it. Every uh-oh is really an ooh, now what?" From then on, Bump stopped worrying about bumps and started welcoming them. They're the most interesting part of any trail or any story. Today, Paige, the story trail's brave little guide, brings the kid down the bumpy middle path to visit Bump. "Watch Bump bump," Paige says. "Then you put a bump in your story. Something unexpected. A problem. A surprise. Uh-oh. Now what? What does your character do?"
Bump helps the kid pick a bump. It can be silly or serious. The character ate the wrong colored berry, the dragon lost its socks, the girl got tickled by a giant feather, the robot ran out of beeps. Any bump the kid likes is a good bump. A grown-up can help brainstorm too. What if your character and can scribe the middle? And Bump never says, "That's a scary bump," or "Make it smaller." Bump just says, "Uh-oh, now what?" and waits, warmly, for the kid to think about what their character will do next, because that's the next exciting part of the story. And if a kid worries a bump feels too scary, Bump helps make it just right scary instead, because on the story trail, there are no scary, scary bumps, only interesting ones. And the kid and the grown-up and Bump decide together what's just right.
Uh-oh, now what? That's Bump. And when the kid puts a bump in their story and starts to figure out what happens next, a brave, tingly, "Ooh, let's find out," feeling bubbles up inside them. Not the jumpy kind of scared, but the curious kind of excited, warm right in the middle of their chest. That brave, curious, now what feeling, a surprise turned into an adventure, is the very best part of the middle of the trail.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Bump. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.